You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 6%. That's roughly how much housing starts accelerated in June from the month before, according to the Census Bureau. That was much quicker than economists had forecast. They were expecting an increase of around 1%. New home starts came in at a seasonally adjusted annual pace of 1.6 million for the month. But that rate might not last. Another measure of housing demand, building permits, fell short of economist forecasts for June. Builders took out new permits at a pace that was 5% below the reading from May. Economists from the National Association of Home Builders say building material costs are still the culprit of the slowdown, though lumber and metals prices have been declining recently. So in the future, investors will be watching to see if the affordability problems in housing end up hurting demand. The next number up is $30,000. Bitcoin fell below that level for the first time in a month this week, and remained below that price on Tuesday. It was trading around $29,775 late Tuesday afternoon. That means the cryptocurrency has erased a large part of its 2021 gain after it peaked above $63,000, more than double its latest price, in April. One reason for the latest decline might be that regulators in New Jersey cracked down on one platform that has become popular for investors to earn yield. But the sell-off really started during the rout in the stock market on Monday, when investors got spooked about climbing COVID-19 cases. Since then, stocks have rebounded, but Bitcoin did not. Another sign that cryptocurrency might not be as good of a market hedge as its proponents might like to think. Our last number is $1.2 billion. That's the size of the opioid settlement between New York State and the U.S.'s three largest drug distributors, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson. New York Attorney General Letitia James and two counties outside of New York had accused the distributors and four other companies of fueling a widespread epidemic of opioid addiction at a trial that started in June. The companies told the Wall Street Journal that they dispute the allegations, but that the settlement was an important step toward a broader deal with state and local officials. The three companies and Johnson & Johnson are reportedly negotiating the outline of a $26 billion deal to resolve thousands of state and local government lawsuits tied to the opioid crisis. Under the terms of the deal reported by the Journal, the majority of the cash will be spent on addressing the fallout from the epidemic. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.